Hey guys, this is Raina. I just wanted to remind everyone that Meg and I will be at the Ording Manors Masquerade Ball on October 18th. Tickets are on sale right now, and all of our listeners get $10 off with the code LUNPOD. That's LUNPOD. We're going to be there showing you our paranormal findings from our latest investigation at the Ording Manor, and then taking you with us on your very own paranormal adventure. We're going to be doing an Estes session. We're going to be doing some fun with some EMF readers and a few other things. So please come and join us. It's going to be an awesome night. There's drinks, dancing, food, and then the entertainment, which is, of course, us. Again, that's October 18th at the Ording Manor. DM us if you would like the link to the Eventbrite, or we will have it linked to this episode below. We hope to see you there.
Hey, I saw the Beetlejuice movie.
How was it?
The more I think about it, the more I love it.
Okay.
But there is absolutely zero point to that movie.
Oh, I feel like I'm not going to enjoy it then.
It is a movie solely made to showcase the characters.
I think where I struggle, and I always struggle, is that like when you've done the first one so well, don't do another. Mm-hmm. It's like they always do that, and it's never good. What second movie is better than the first?
Adam's Family Values.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. With
Vicky.
Joan. Yeah. No, not Vicky.
But isn't that her? No, Debbie.
Debbie. Vicky's from a fucking Parent Trap.
Oh,
the evil.
Yeah.
But yeah, but no, Debbie. Debbie, yes.
You like how I just pulled that one
that
right
one,
out?
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
That might be the only one that I could think of.
Yeah.
That is a better one.
It was entertaining, but there were some points of the movie where I'm like, what the fuck? Why is that there? What does that have to do with anything? What is happening? Oh, look, it's Beetlejuice.
See, I like the original Beetlejuice. I've never been like a diehard for it, but like I enjoy it. Like,
well, what we did was the weekend before, we had a Beetlejuice night, and I got the Beetlejuice soda, which was horrible. I got black and white cookies. We got Chinese food because couldn't get to Cantonese around here. Oh. I got, you know, like I made little like cigarettes, like Juno cigarettes. Yeah. Like we had a whole evening. We watched Beetlejuice. It was great. And then we went to the movies. All the kids went to the movies. Olive fell asleep on me the whole time, which was actually fine.
Yeah, probably for the best.
Probably for the best. But it was good. There was really no good plot to it.
Yeah.
At all.
That's
like the movie itself was pointless. Like there was no point to the movie, but yet I loved it.
Okay.
But I love these characters.
Right.
And I feel like the characters were the characters.
Yeah, which is good. That's good.
I feel like Delia maybe deviated a little bit because she was much more like whimsical
than what she normally is. Yeah.
Yeah, than what she was. But you know, it's 30 years ago. People change.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, Beetlejuice was Beetlejuice. Lydia was Lydia.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
I mean, I'll see it eventually. I'm not going to go to the theater because, one, too much effort. Two. Don't care.
Fair. Fair.
Like I said, I like the original, but meh.
Do you have a joke?
I do. Oh, yes, that's me. Okay, do we want the long one?
Yeah.
Long, just funny, or... Okay. I have so many now. This one's not inappropriate, but it's like... I don't know. You'll find it funny. Okay. A man and a woman who had never met before found themselves assigned to the same room, sleeping room in a transcontinental train. Though initially embarrassed and uneasy over sharing a room, they both were very tired and fell asleep quickly. He in the upper bunk and she in the lower. At 1 a.m., the man leaned down and gently woke up the woman saying, "Ma'am, I'm sorry to bother you, but would you be willing to reach into that closet and hand me a second blanket? I'm awfully cold." "I have a better idea," she replied. "Just for tonight, let's pretend we're married." "Wow, that's a great idea," he exclaimed. "Good," she replied. "Get your own fucking blanket." After a moment of silence, he farted.
Okay.
Yep.
Fair.
Thanks, Reddit.
Bob.
Did he move?
He's getting a little handsy with Richard over here.
Oh, Bob! I mean, to each their own.
And you need to change your position.
Otherwise, he goes face first to the ground.
He was face first into Richard.
Like... He just needed some nuts.
Can you keep your hands to yourself?
Did you miss
there,
my nuts joke?
Let's
Let Bob be. Bob's just living his best life.
Look at, he's bringing his hand back down.
He just wants to be close to Richard.
Okay.
Not everyone's, never mind. Anyways.
All right.
Anywho.
Bob's moving. Look at the video. Bob's moving. His hand is moving down ever so slowly.
He's going to put his hand on your shoulder.
And then he's going to freak out.
Be like, bitch. Okay.
Hello and welcome to Lunatic Soup, the podcast where we go into all things wild, weird, and unknown. We're your co-ghost, Meg.
And I'm Raina. Ready to brew up some lunatic soup?
Let's go. Another new one that Mr. Boo Boo found for us at Total Wine.
Yeah.
And this one is from Middlebury, Vermont.
Woo-woo.
Vermont. Wider's Cider Pear. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not pumpkin, which Meg pointed out. I was like, well, shit. He got a bunch of pumpkin. Ciders, but we have a bunch of pumpkins. We only have one that we haven't drank before on the podcast, though.
Which one?
Well, technically we have. It just has a new name.
The chider?
Yeah. But there's no new pumpkin.
There's no ones. New pumpkin.
Yeah,
pumpkin,
I mean, we can still do a pumpkin.
We have...
Obviously. And we have up until Thanksgiving to have pumpkin ciders. That's not just a Halloween thing. God.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling. Ring,
stop. Ting, ting, oh, my God. That makes me want to cry how close we are.
Mrs. Bryans and I went out for our every... at least once a month, sometimes every other week, we go out on a Saturday for a couple of hours. We get some coffee. We stop at a store. Usually end up at either a bookstore or a liquor store. But, you know... Last weekend,
nothing wrong with either of those things.
Last weekend, we went to the At Home store for Halloween stuff.
Yeah,
fabulous. We found ourselves ogling all the Christmas stuff to the point where I said, "Carrie, we must stop this.
Yeah,
get back to Halloween."
I mean, the amount of Halloween or Christmas shit that they have is insane. I know,
but.
It's close. I know. Okay, you need to slow your roll because you've been talking about fucking Halloween since like goddamn May, and now I'm not ready for Christmas yet. Okay. I'm just now getting into spooky season.
I do on the eve of on Halloween night.
Yeah.
After everyone's done trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And everybody goes to bed.
Uh-huh.
I get my Christmas mug out. I put it in the coffee maker for the next morning.
That's fair.
I get my Christmas jammies on. We go to bed in Christmas jammies on Halloween.
I do love that. I don't know that I go to bed in Christmas jammies, but I do wake up in the morning and then I'm like, fuck Halloween. Rip everything down.
Get out of here.
Who the fuck decorates for Thanksgiving? That's bullshit.
Bullshit.
It's time for Christmas.
My dad's coming for Thanksgiving this year. He has never seen my decorated home.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. My home is to be decorated. I find I only like my home decor when it is either Halloween or Christmas. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't like it.
I just like normal like cooziness, but I don't go out of my way to decorate.
No, my Christmas decor to me is like, that's how my house should look year round.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, okay, but it doesn't.
Let's try this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're drinking a cider, guys. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
You don't like it?
There's a weird aftertaste to it. It's not bad. Very peary. I'm not sure I would drink it again.
I feel like we're tasting two different things. I feel like I taste no pear.
Maybe it's because of that fly in your drink.
Ew. At least it won't be flying around my head anymore.
I'm gonna put some lime in it.
See, mine's tart. I don't want it. I'm confused. I don't feel like I taste pear at all.
Oh, I taste it at the end. It's like I'm biting into like the pear skin.
An overripe pear.
I like it a little bit better with the lime. Yeah, you know what? This one's not my favorite.
Mm. I wouldn't say this is my favorite, but I don't think this one's like one of my least favorites. I don't taste anything weird about it like you do. So it's wild how different palates are.
I'd rather have a chider.
Well, you should have brought it.
Next time.
When you said it, I wasn't even thinking. I just had said I want something
different
besides Shilling and Incline.
Which is why I didn't bring my chider.
Well, I know, but you still could have brought it for like, okay, but we have to drink these on one
episode.
That's true.
Next time.
Should have.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
All right. What are we talking about today, Megan?
The Whaley House Haunting.
I was just in that neck of the woods.
You were?
I was.
Like last weekend.
Mm-hmm. I was there I was photographing my cousin's wedding in Fallbrook, California.
California.
I was in an area where they had just had an earthquake. And so the hotel warned us that, like, because the earthquake, all it had, like, disrupted the ants and like a bunch of like bugs, which is something that was interesting.
Well, there you go.
And so they warned us about it. Well, I didn't really think about it. And so like we got in and out on the way in and I may have had a little bit to drink and left my burger sitting out on the table. The next morning, there was a line of ants going in our room, all over my camera gear, all over.
Oh my gosh.
It was bad. And so we got rid of it. And then I brought in my nephew, because he likes bugs. He likes to kill bugs. And I was like, have your way with the ants. For some reason, I don't do ants. I don't kill other bugs, but ants, not my thing.
Ants. You don't do ants.
Anyways, and so he was running around the room, killing ants, slapping them, and then was putting them in a cup of water. And then I caught him trying to drink the water with the ants.
Well, now they are a part of him.
Anyways, but yeah, that's what it was. Then the whole time I was like anxious because we're like right where that like fucking San Andreas fault is. Not like we're in a better spot up here, but
we're the West Coast, we're just screwed.
We're fucked. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I heard a lot about the Whaley House, so I'm excited.
The Whaley House. So the Whaley House is an 1857 Greek Revival style in Old Town San Diego.
A whale's vagina.
I bet it's got some rich mahogany.
Rich mahogany. Doesn't that mean Saint Diego? Like, as in the saint? No.
I know.
No.
Oh, whale's vagina, Whaley House.
Oh! How did we not do that before?
I know. We missed that one.
Well, on our way down, Mr. Boo Boo was like, we should drink every time someone says whale's vagina. And I was like, babe, I'm pretty sure that's just like, you know, but we're the only one literally saying whale's vagina all the time.
Is it? I mean, I remember seeing Anchorman in the theater.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the best.
I don't think I ever saw the second one, but I did.
I did. Again, did you? A movie that shouldn't have had a second one.
Yep.
There it is. It was good, but it was not, you know, I can't recall any of it. So that.
Milk was a bad choice.
I love Lamp.
I love Lamp. So good.
There's so many good one-liners.
Like 90% of the time it works or something like
that. Yeah, 90% of the time it works every time. Or
it's just so many good ones.
What's the one when he's reading the teleprompter and they're like, you know, he'll read exactly what's on it. And he says something, I want to be in you or something. No, he says something else. I know my husband's screaming at us right now, like different Anchorman quotes.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
So good. I haven't seen that movie in probably 15 years.
It'd be a good time to watch.
It'd be a good one. It'd be a good movie night. We keep saying that. We never actually do it. We did get Twister this year. Yeah. And I will.
That was our only one.
That was a good one.
And we did Mars Attacks earlier in the year.
Yes.
Earlier in the year, we did get Mars Attacks.
So this was the home of Thomas Whaley and his family. Thomas Whaley was born in New York City in 1823. He took over his father's successful businesses and left New York in 1849 to San Francisco during the gold rush.
Francisco. We on a Will Ferrell kick. I know.
But that is a good one.
It's almost time for Elf. All right, continue. All right. We agree on some things. It's like funny because so many times we don't agree and then sometimes we're like...
But when we agree, it's the important things.
It really is. Will Ferrell movies and, yeah, Christmas.
Ah. Ha. He then went south to San Diego in 1851, then back to New York to marry Anna Eloise Delaney in 1853. Together, they returned to California to build their home and moved into the Whaley House in 1857. The original intention of the home was not just to be a home, but also a general store and a courtroom. He was a businessman.
Yeah.
He, you know, had his hand in a bunch of different businesses.
My grandpa was like that, where he had, like, the amount of businesses that that man owned.
All over the freaking world.
All over the world. Wild. Like, just one of those, just a very smart businessman, and he invested in a bunch of different things.
Didn't he have a place in Tahiti?
Mm-hmm. Fiji.
Fiji.
It is called the Namali Resort now, and it is now owned by Tony Robbins, but my grandpa bought it in, like, the 60s. My mom grew up going there. And then they sold it.
Did Tony Robbins buy it from your grandpa?
No, my grandpa sold it when some kind of like Fijian war broke out of some kind. I don't exactly know. And then it was purchased by someone and went through a few people and then went to Tony Robbins. But it was on Oprah's list of her favorite things as the resort that my grandpa used to own. And there's huts named after my grandmother there still.
We should go. I'd love to go to Fiji.
It's just, you know, like a multi like millionaire dollar resort now.
Maybe we won't go.
When they owned it, it wasn't at the level that it is now. Like it was a beautiful resort, but it wasn't anything.
If Oprah can do it.
Well, if Oprah can do it. But now it's like my aunt went and stayed there like a while ago and she said it was insane, but it was like it's stupid expensive now. like crazy.
Did she go there as a kid too, your aunt?
Oh yeah. I mean, they grew up there. Like they grew up going there. My mom and her sisters. And
that's wild to me.
Yeah. He bought it at the same time he brought our property in Canada. Mm.
Didn't he not tell your grandmother about either of these things?
Yeah. He just did what he wanted.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds about right.
That worked out well.
She, I think she was a woman who just let him. She was just, okay.
The house was also a courtroom, and the courtroom was later used for town meetings and social gatherings. Before all of that, the land itself was the location of the town's gallows, as one would buy that property.
So me is starting to think there could be reasons why it's haunted.
So in these gallows, which apparently Tom Whaley was in attendance for, this was when the infamous thief Yankee Jim Robinson was hanged. So Yankee Jim Robinson was a reputable troublemaker in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
He was a horse thief and a drunk. People in town hated him, and everyone was so tired of his BS that they just wanted him gone. In 1852, Jim and two others tried to steal a schooner ship called the Plutus. Once caught, Jim claimed he only wanted to borrow it. I wasn't stealing it.
I was borrowing it. I was going to give it back.
Yeah. Hello.
Don't you know how that works?
Mm-hmm. The three men were captured, and Jim suffered a head injury in the process. Jim was given no representation, and due to his head injury, Jim was given no representation, and due to his head injury, he was extremely sick with a fever during his trial. Each of his accomplices were sentenced to a year in prison, but Yankee Jim was sentenced to the gallows. People were just tired of him.
A year in prison, and they, yeah, okay.
People were just tired of him. Now, this was before the short drop hanging, which was deemed to be a more humane way. The short drop would instantly break your neck.
Yeah.
And
unless you're Brendan Fraser in The Mummy, your favorite movie. Yeah,
nope. No. No. We're not going to do that.
Okay.
So it would break your neck and you would die. But the long drop didn't end until a few years later, and that would drop you a long way. And if you were 6'3" like Yankee Jim, you would balance on your tiptoes at the bottom, and it took nearly 45 minutes for Jim to strangle to death. So it was
that's horrible.
Horrific. And yeah. It was said that Thomas Whaley was at the execution of Yankee Jim. So he thought this was a
great idea. Let's just look at the house.
I like this spot. Let's make it work. Wife, we're building a house.
Okay.
Okay. So together, Anna and Thomas had six children: Francis, Thomas Jr., Anna, George, Violet, and Corrine. However, Thomas Jr. died at 18 months of scarlet fever. Mm. You know, I had scarlet fever as a kid.
What is scarlet fever?
It's just a really bad fever that has like a rash and stuff to it. I had gotten strep throat.
Isn't
and
it called something
into
else now?
Scarlet fever.
Is it?
It's not like the... It's not that.
Okay.
It's not...
Like the slap face or whatever it is?
You're
yeah.
thinking fifth.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't
think
it's the same thing. Okay. No.
I don't know.
But yeah, I just remember hearing about it when I was a kid. Like it was like this big deal that I had scarlet fever. I'm fine. For the most part.
I was going to say, that's a relative term.
It is.
Fine.
For me. You're gone.
What?
You're gone. What reaction was that? It just fell out. We need to get some more of these cords.
That's what she said.
It just fell out.
Yeah.
All right, you back.
I'm back.
I said you're gone and you screamed. Your mic
dropped. I don't know. My mic dropped out, you guys. I was... putting my mic together this evening, and it fell onto Meg, and in the process bent the stupid fucking cord that goes inside of it, and now it keeps dropping in and out, which is like, this is not the first time this has happened. This happens a lot, and
we just need to get new cords.
It's just fucking stupid, so I keep dropping in and out. But I thought she was telling me there. I don't know what I thought. She said you're gone, and then I looked like there was a bug on me. I don't really know what I thought.
We don't know. There's
but
no
I
way
screamed.
To know.
I screeched.
She screeched. Wah! So he lost his storefront to a fire. Shortly after he lost his son. So Thomas and Anna packed up and moved back up to San Francisco. The Whaley house was kept, but they lived in San Francisco for like 8 or 9 years. And Thomas invested in some new capital of stock in merchandise, and the family was doing well. So they decided, we've had enough time away, let's move back down to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
The house at this point was in disrepair. So Thomas fixed up the old Whaley house, making it livable for Anna and the rest of the family, and moved back in 1868. On January 5th, the two daughters of Violet Eloise Whaley and Anna Amelia Whaley were both married in San Diego. Violet married George T. Bertolacci. Hmm. We're going to go with that. And Anna married John T. Whaley. Same last name. They were first cousins.
I was just about to ask, are they kissing cousins?
Hey, you know, we did the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, and
That'll end you up there.
That were cousins.
Which
I said up there.
That I feel like could be, like, make sense.
I mean,
better than the just being a woman.
It depends on the situation.
Well, it depends on what you turn out like.
Yeah.
Because some people turn out okay.
Just fine.
Oh, well, kind of.
And some are not.
Yeah, some are not, so... Like those, that one family that lives in the middle of nowhere, the
West Virginia.
Are they in West Virginia?
I think so.
What's with West Virginia?
What is with West Virginia? I don't know.
I feel like I want to go through and find all the clips of us talking about West Virginia and post it to TikTok.
Just West Virginia.
And just see if we can get people from West Virginia to respond. What's going on there? What's wrong?
I feel like we're going to get a lot of hate doing that.
I mean, what's new?
There's no good or bad press.
Yeah. But we're not saying anything against the people there.
I just want to know what's going on in West Virginia.
Like, why do we keep talking about spooky shit in West Virginia?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on there? Like, why is there
cryptids?
So much spooky shit?
Cryptids.
It's like cryptids, hauntings.
Monsters.
Everything. Just everything goes back to West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Mountain Mama. Huh? Kenny Rogers.
Kenny G. If you will. We know it's John Denver, you guys.
Well, now.
We do now.
The first time we did it, we went through a few. But now it's a joke. Now I have to do it.
Now it's the apricot.
It really is.
You get now.
Her eyeballs fell out, you guys. I mean, her contacts, but basically her eyeballs.
Uh-huh. All right. So Anna, little Anna, not Anna who was married to Thomas, Anna. The daughter, Anna.
That's very confusing, but okay.
Married her cousin, John.
Mm.
Unfortunately, Violet, right after they got married, she married George Bertolacci.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's Italian.
Sounds Italian.
It sounds Italian. Right after they got married, her husband wrote her a letter confessing to a shady past that no one had known about.
Uh-oh.
George was a con artist, and the only reason he married Violet was because he wanted to inherit some of the Whaley fortune. He felt some guilt over this and said he wanted to prove himself to the Whaley family, but it was too late, and Mr. and Mrs. Whaley tried to sever all contact with him and made sure he was completely out of any will of inheritance.
I mean, that's a very nice con artist to admit to all of that. Like,
right?
What?
Like, I mean, why would you
to have some like that level of guilt to
if
admit?
If you wanted to be like, oh, I actually love her and I actually love this family, you keep your mouth shut and you just keep going in life.
When people find out about your shady past, be like, yeah, that's my past.
I'm a new man.
Maybe I had intentions at first, but it's not now.
Yeah, but you don't say that.
Yeah, you don't say that. Don't be honest.
Right?
God.
So Violet, who was already suffering from mental illness, became extremely depressed, and she was described as very melancholy.
Mm.
So she ended up leaving her husband. It was this whole big mess.
Mm-hmm.
On August 19th, 1885, when she was 22, she wrote a note and placed it in her room. She took her father's .22 caliber, went out to the backyard, and shot herself.
Outside.
Her note she left was a passage from a poem, Bridge of Sighs by Thomas Hood. And it said, made from life's history, swift to death's mystery, glad to be hurled anywhere, anywhere out of this world. Just very like macabre.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. I feel like that passage really showcases what she was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, yeah.
That's sad.
This was one of Edgar Allan Poe's favorite poems, too. So that kind of gives you sense of the meaning and the magnitude of this. Thomas was the one to go out and find her and brought her back inside to try to resuscitate her, but it was already too late.
Yeah. God.
Now, during this time, the other daughter, Corinne Lillian, was engaged, but because of the scandal of everything, her fiancé broke off the engagement.
Oh.
So, like, bad things keep happening.
Yeah.
All of this proved to be too much for the Whaley family, and Thomas moved them to a small home out of the Whaley house to State Street in downtown San Diego. The Whaley house was left vacant for decades. And Francis Whaley, who was the son, married a Susan Murray. And in 1890, Thomas's health declined rapidly and he passed away. So they were trying to like bring the family back together, mm-hmm. but it just
didn't happen.
It's not happening. 12 years later, Anna Amelia Whaley died. That was the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
This entire time, the house was vacant. Francis went back to the house and decided to fix it up. He wanted to turn the home into a tourist attraction. And to do so, he would put signs out about the historical significance of the home. And he would just sit out there playing his guitar for people passing by.
Well, on his banjo, sounds like.
On his banjo. Maybe he was like Kenny G.
And what's like Kenny G?
I know he's a saxophonist, guys.
Kenny Rogers. Yeah. Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Which one are we talking about
here? I don't
know.
Kenny. Just a Kenny.
I like it. A musician, if you will.
A musician. Not John Denver.
Not that John Denver's full of shit. What movie is that from?
Step Brothers? No. Yeah. Edmonds!
I heard his voice.
Tex! What's the quote? That John Denver's full of shit.
Yeah.
What movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
We've gone through this before.
So he's driving along. He goes, yeah, you've been asleep for like 5 hours.
Hi, Squish.
He goes, I was expecting the Rockies to be rockier than this. He goes, yeah, that's dumb. Let's go.
Good noggin.
As you just saying, assholes. Bridesmaids.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. As she's on the plane as Mrs. Iglesias, and she's like, "Al Wiedersehen, assholes," because she's like saying that he's Hitler, and then she goes, "Al Wiedersehen, assholes."
Oh gosh, it's been a minute since I've seen that movie.
Also, you guys, well, Mr. Ruby just came in and confirmed the John Denver's full of shit is from
Dumb and Dumber.
Duh. But wait, is the song we were singing, was that John Denver, or did I say it was John Denver, and then it was one of the Kennys?
No, you said it was one of the Kennys.
And it was
John Denver. Okay. We looked it up.
I hope you're right.
Matt Mama, take me home.
It's Country Roads.
No, it's John Denver. I guarantee it's John Denver.
No, I believe you. I just want to make sure because we've said it five times now.
But I'm going to double check.
You're right. John Denver.
John.
We did because that was like us yelling all of that shit. And then
we didn't know what we were talking about.
Mm-mm. Then we were all over the place.
The good thing is we will always admit we don't know what we're talking about.
No, and there's nothing wrong with admitting that you don't know what you're talking about.
We are a learning podcast.
Let me just say that, you know, the glazed donut sometimes is so overly glazed that I don't have enough capacity in it. There's not enough.
Sometimes you got to just let some things go.
Not enough gigabytes in the
let others in.
I let go a lot. I feel like any more information comes.
I feel like just the trajectory of what it's been this school year. We're 3 weeks in, and it's so much.
I
got up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Uh-huh.
Got everybody going. You know, did my mm-hmm. morning thing. You know, mm-hmm. Then I taught preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went and taught fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Third grade. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, don't mess that
and
up.
And then after that, I went to my two daughters' track meet, which I love my kids.
Yeah.
You know what a track meet consists of?
Watching people run?
Standing there.
Oh.
For hours. Waiting.
That sounds like a great time.
For about 15 minutes of my daughters actually doing the things.
I mean,
it's
exhilarating.
I am not a sports mom.
Yeah.
I'm not a sports mom.
I am, but like my girls are all in cheer right now and the games are like 2 hours, but I enjoy football and it's cute to watch them cheer. And they turn around like every like 5 minutes and they do a cheer and they're adorable. And like, yeah. You know, it's cute. Thanks. And then I can sit in the bleachers and be covered and, you know, I just sit there and.
Oh, I have two kids doing soccer next and. Soccer is outside. It's cold. It's wet.
I had a rule with my children that I will do any sport. I'm not a soccer mom because I endured soccer as a child and that's what hell is.
I will not.
I've never given soccer as an option. If they really wanted to, of course I would have given in, but I endured soccer in the Pacific Northwest.
It's going to be outside.
Yeah, you better buy one of those pop-up tents. You can buy them on Amazon. They're not expensive. And with a fold-up chair that you put over you, because you are going to get soaked every day. It's fucking miserable. That's miserable. No, I mean, I'm really excited for you. I hope you have the best time ever. It's not that bad. Basketball, the Kyler does, inside, 1 hour, done.
I can do inside.
Also, like, speaking of the school year and doing whatever, I have a child who's just started middle school, and this means that my phone, I have not yet saved any numbers from the middle school in it yet. So usually when our kids' elementary school calls, it pops up and says their name. So today I get a call from a number in our area that I'm like, crap, this looks like a school possibly or whatever.
Oh, no. Did
and
you
I'm like,
it?
And I'm like, God, of course, because I'm like
cause you
worried.
Think, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is it now? You know, and you're just praying it's not something, you know, who knows? Anyways, it's a school nurse for my daughter in middle school. And she's like, hi, this is the nurse at so-and-so middle school. And everything's okay. Your daughter's okay. But I needed to let you know that today in class, she dropped a pencil off of her desk and bent down to pick it up. And when she came back up to pick it up, she slammed her head into the desk extremely hard. She has a pretty good knot in the back of her head. And so I have to send home a report.
The head injury. The head injury report. Okay. But I... Raina, I love you. I love your children. Does that not track?
No, 1,000%. And I think that's the hardest part is I literally go, I said to her, I said, so that is the child who's like me and is also just the clumsiest child.
Know,
she's my clumsy one. I was like, so expect to see her more for things like this. And then she puts her on the phone and I was like, so are we okay?
Well, I remember like,
The first week of summer,
like she can skinned her whole thigh. And then like a couple days later, she tumbled like.
So do you know that they actually say what or they don't say, but one of the symptoms of ADHD is clumsiness.
Is it?
Yeah. It's actually one of the symptoms of ADHD. So it is like obviously
those
like
are
there's
some
a
pretty
level.
Big scratches at the beginning of summer.
That kid is the amount of times that she falls her knee. On the right side, she messed up like at summer camp 1 year falling on barnacles. Then at the river, remember when she took that whole thing? We told that story.
That's what the other one was.
And then she did it again this summer on the barnacles at camp, all in the same meet. And she keloid scars.
Stay away from water.
Just stay away from walking. Stay away from, not walking. Stay away from functioning. Like that kid, when she called and she was like, so she hurt her head. And I'm like, she hasn't even had PE yet today. Like, how could she have hurt her head?
We love you, kid.
But also like, cause that is me. I am the clumsiest person. And I always thought it was like a personality trait. And then now I know it's like part of being ADHD is like you're clumsier.
We'll never forget that Thanksgiving a couple of years ago, you're walking down the stairs.
I fell down the stairs.
All of a sudden we hear, ka-dunk, 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 ka-dunk. I'm okay. Meanwhile, the red wine, it looked like a murder scene.
I had to repaint my walls.
Splashed everywhere.
If I had a dollar for every time I fell down the stairs.
One of our dear friends, I know you're listening. She had a little tumble at a exercise place and she degloved her butt. She's like, you want to see it? I'm like, yeah. So I saw it. It was like pretty
with
much
a friend that's up the street.
Uh-huh, pretty much a whole butt cheek.
Oh, no.
And it was black. And by degloving, meaning the muscle and skin separate. So it was like a divot.
But I feel like that's somewhat what I did. My thigh was bruised so bad after I fell down the stairs. But also it was like funny because you guys, we were not as close as we are now when that happened. Like I was not close enough with everybody that I was like, you guys, this is just me. Like you just got It's just me. I'm just clumsy. Just who I am as a person. Back to the Whaley
back
house.
To
what
the Whaley
fuck?
House.
How did we get off on that tangent?
I don't even know. So Francis Whaley went back to the house to fix it up, played his guitar. Anna, the mother, and Thomas's widow, Corrine, Francis, and George all lived in the Whaley house until 1912. Anna Sr. passed away in 1913 at the age of 80, so she had a nice long life. Ooh, that was a weird
came
burp.
Out of nowhere.
That just came out of nowhere. George died in 1928. A year later, Francis died. And Corrine Lillian Whaley lived in the house until her death until 1953. So pretty much the whole family died in this house.
Yeah.
Like the entire family.
And they hung around.
The house saw its fair share of devastation and a history of deaths and overall bad luck. Today, the Whaley House is known as being extremely haunted in San Diego, and guests and staff often report their experiences. To note, we have baby Thomas Whaley, Violet Whaley, Anna Whaley, Francis Whaley, George and Corrine Whaley all died in the home itself. Thomas also died. We're not sure if he died in the house or near the house. It's claimed... because of the history of the events at the Whaley House, it's attracted paranormal enthusiasts from around the world. All the shows that we've talked about have been there. My friend was just down there a couple months ago. She sent me pictures of the Whaley House. Like, it's got a big plaque outside. Like, it's a well-known spot.
Our joke writer, Rupert, he is from San Diego. And so we were with them on Sunday, and we were talking about it. And he was saying that they claim to be the most haunted house in the United States of America.
Have we said that so many times? I mean, so many different things. Everything claims to be.
But I do want to go down there and see it.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Be a good time. Downtown or Old Town San Diego, too, is like so cute. It's like such a fun place.
I've been to LA once when I was 19.
Yeah, my little sister went to San Diego 20? State University, so like I visited her not quite often, but like once a year, and then when she graduated, we spent some time there, and it's like, I mean, real fun.
So close. I want to go to San Francisco too.
San Francisco. I love San Francisco. Like I said, I wish my grandma was still alive. I would go stay at her house and we'd have the best time ever, but yeah.
We'll make it down.
Eventually.
It is claimed that the spirit of Yankee Jim Robinson, who is hanged on the property, roams the house nightly. Many claim that Yankee Jim, who cursed the land, and that is why such bad luck follows the Whaley House, because he cursed the land. Tom Whaley was at his execution, bought the land, so ergo, Thomas Whaley's family is cursed.
That's not good. Mm-mm.
Staff and visitors will hear footsteps upstairs when no one else is around. They will hear moaning and eerie creaking and sounds throughout the home when they are supposedly alone. Many claim that everyone who died in the house or on the property is still roaming its halls today.
Oh.
There is a story of Anna Bell Wasburn, a former Whaley House employee, tells the story of Anna. People have reported seeing the apparition of a little girl, usually in the dining room. One employee claims that this is the spirit of Anna Bell Washburn. She was a playmate of the Whaley children when they were younger, and the story goes that all the children were outside playing. Anna ran into the clothesline and broke her neck.
Oh, God.
Thomas Whaley found her and brought her in, placing her on the table where she died. He also did that when his daughter died. So talk about a man with trauma. Like,
seriously.
Oh my God. And losing an 18-month-old.
Yeah. That's...
And losing all your fortune at some point. Like, that's a lot. So there's no record of this happening or of the child ever existing, but the story has been passed down through person to person. It's kind of like this well-known story within the town. Baby Thomas is often experienced around the home. People report hearing tiny footsteps or the sounds of a baby crying or giggling. There are reports of a young woman on the second floor, and staff claim that this is Violet because the apparition has often appeared looking sorrowful. Usually right before or after Violet is seen, the area becomes ice cold.
Ooh.
Thomas is also seen dressed up in his typical work clothes with a top hat. He likes to stand at the top of the stairs, kind of keeping an eye on who's coming and going from the house.
That makes sense.
Anna Sr. likes to make herself known around the home by the scent of her favorite French perfume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really wear perfume much, but my favorite one is one I found in France, and I milked that for like...
a long time.
15 years.
But they are supposed to just like have amazing perfume, aren't they?
This was just like this little village. I think it was around Nice, like somewhere in the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. They had a little table. I bought the perfume. I still have the bottle because I love it so much. But I think I made it last for like 15 years.
Send me a picture when I go to France next year. I'll see if they have it. If I can find it.
Yes. Well, I found the website. They have a website. I can't find that specific scent, but I've definitely dropped hints about the website, but my home doesn't take hints.
That's why you just got to make a list with links. That's what I do. A list with links. Nope.
Excuse me. But I feel like, then I can just go buy it myself.
Well, you can. I just don't. And
you know what I mean, though?
Yes, but it's giving them the opportunity to give you something you actually want rather than them guessing and fucking it up.
But I should be grateful. I should be great. I should be grateful for what I am given. Yeah. And I am. But I've been dropping hints about this perfume for years.
I mean, it's literally, I have went through many a times where I was not grateful for things I was given because it was, the mark was missed severely. And I finally just hit the point where it was easier to say exactly what I want instead of having the mark missed so severely that I'm disappointed every time. So,
I don't know. I have to think about that one. I have a hard time asking for things.
I know, but that's, yeah, you got
it.
Like,
because I might as well just go buy
that.
It myself.
But that's like just a thing in our family. My mom started doing that because she was like, with her husband, she's like, they're never going to figure it out. Like, I know what I want. I'm going to make a list, buy what you want off the list. And so I do that. I give like a big list. And so I don't know exactly what I'm getting.
And you're not expecting everything on the list.
No, but I'm saying like, or if there's one of the things that I really want, I'll say like, this is what I really, really want.
Right.
But yeah, but we all have always done that. And then I just feel like, I don't know, it's just less disappointment and you actually get things that you want. And if someone wants to surprise you, they can.
I mean, our family does, our extended family will do the Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll throw things on there. And
yeah. But I'm just saying, even for with a spouse, it just makes things easier. I'm not disappointed if it comes from my list, then I'm happy.
Fair.
And if it's not on my list, sometimes, and it's not because I'm being a bitch, it's just because sometimes they're just odd. Who knows?
I'll have to show you a picture of this perfume, though.
Yeah. No, seriously.
You're going to France next year.
Going to France. My sister's getting married in Paris, guys, in June 2025. So I'm going.
Naturally.
Naturally.
As one does.
Obviously.
Visitors in the evening report mists that come from nowhere, lights that turn off and on by themselves, crystals that hang from the chandeliers will start swinging on their own without wind or any reason for movement. Passersby will note that after the location is closed and early morning or late at night, they will look up from the street to the upstairs window and see the curtains moving or even a full-on apparition of a woman looking down from above. The sound of children running up and down the stairs is often heard with no children around. Footsteps, cold spots, shadow people, and the overall eerie feeling or the feeling of being watched is most often reported.
That sounds about right.
There's some personal experiences. Let me see. I don't have good luck with links sometime. Tell you what I need is an iPad.
Put it on your list.
So here's some Reddit about some experiences. I took my daughter there a couple months back, and as I told her the story about Yankee Jim being hung in there, and one of the main, like, the where it said that where the gallows actually was is where the main parlor is now.
Mm-hmm.
So being hung in there in one of the main parlors, I got a terrible sense of dread and felt the need to leave. It was the oddest thing ever. I also had the smell of cigar by the old church on the corner right in the middle of the street.
Ooh.
I caught some pretty interesting proof that couldn't be manipulated by the tour guide on video without our paranormal equipment running on the after-hour tour. Doesn't say what his proof was.
Why post it if you're not going to give us the proof, man?
Hang on. Here's a quick story of what happened to me decades ago. It was a late, warm summer night. My wife and I had just gotten done playing board games at Game Town and decided to have a late night picnic behind the Whaley House because we were hungry. That's something I would do.
You have a late night picnic behind the haunted house?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we set up a blanket atop the brick walkway between the rose bushes behind the Whaley House. I think those roses are gone now. It was probably 11 p.m. in early October, and the only light we had was coming from those torch poles around the house. We are chatting away when both of us froze and looked at one another at the same time. It was as if a cold coastal breeze came as it got damned cold all of a sudden, but there wasn't any wind, literally none. Maybe 2 seconds pass when we faintly hear two kids giggling in a trailing tone away from the house, followed by the rustling of one of the trees. The coldness nearly evaporated once the tree branches shook and we decided it was time to pack it up. We still walked through the cemetery on our way back, but it was still one of the oddest experiences of my life. I think there's something about that place, as we simply couldn't rationalize a common explanation for what happened. There was no wind, no animals that we could find, no kids anywhere. Interesting.
Hmm.
Hmm. There's a bunch of people talking about getting vibes. The staircase was the most intense experience for me. As I descended down the steps, I felt as if someone was right on my ass, almost as if someone was in a hurry to get past me. I turned around expecting to see a tourist in my personal space, and there was absolutely no one on the stairs. I felt as though I had to leave the house immediately, a sharp cramping sensation in my gut and an anxiousness to get the fuck out of the house. The Whaley house is, in fact, haunted.
Has any Dildo Baggins or any of them like investigated there? I'm sure they have.
What's his show called again?
Douche Canoe Galore.
Ghost Adventures?
Yeah, that's what I said. The same.
Yes.
Ass Hats Anonymous.
Ghost Adventures and the Whaley House. Ass Hats Anonymous. Oh, you really got yourself with that one.
I don't know why ass hat gets me. Calling someone an ass hat.
An ass hat?
Yeah, it's just like...
Oh. I like twat waffle.
Twat waffle's pretty good.
I like that. But yeah.
Okay, so he did investigate it.
He did. Maybe we should watch that one.
If he didn't literally make me feel like I was like rubbing sand in my eyeballs.
I bet one of the female ghosts comes on to him.
I bet you they do.
I bet that's something that happens.
Ooh, we should take bets. We should actually do it. Let's play a drinking game. And then every time we should like figure it out. I feel like we'd be long gone if we like did like every time he calls himself a demonologist. Every time
he gets a little faint.
Yep. Every time one of them gets nauseous. Every time a ghost comes on to him. Every time. What else do they do a lot? That's like ridiculous. Every time one of them is like delirious or like they're losing, like they don't, or gets angry. Every time one of the people gets angry, you know?
Come at me, bro. Every time he threatens a spirit.
We would go like this.
It'd be entertaining.
It would be super entertaining.
So entertaining.
We could do it on TikTok Live.
I wonder how that whistle will translate. She did it again.
Was it really loud?
It was very loud.
I'm sorry about that. Right in your ear holes? My bad.
Right in my ear holes.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, that's the Whaley House.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
It sounds like there's a lot of bad things that happened in that house. The family did not have an easy go of it. But it sounds like your typical old house. It doesn't sound like an overtly haunted location.
That's the thing. It does sound like it's a haunted location for sure. It sounds like there's some
like
energy.
An overly, like not...
Conjuring house or
no,
whatever, like those
like
kinds
of
things.
There's no poltergeist stuff going on there. There's no...
I mean, the chandelier moves. That's poltergeisty.
Maybe.
If you will. But yeah. But the fact that this man literally was like, watched a guy get hanged in the gallows. And I was like, I'm going to make my house right here and put the main part of the house
right where he died. A horrible 45-minute strangulated death.
That's just...
And there are some reports that they got the wrong Yankee Jim. There are some reports that that wasn't even the right one.
Well, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
He was just pirating.
He's going to give it back.
It was a borrow.
It was a borrow. Just borrowing it.
Well, damn. Well, either way, I still want to go see it.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Definitely.
Good energy. I don't know. Doesn't scare me.
What do you guys think? Have you ever been there? Tell us your experience of the Whaley House.
Yeah. But you don't feel like it's good energy? Bad energy?
I don't feel like it's really anything special.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Like, I don't feel like there's enough... I feel like people can put their intention into anything. Mm-hmm. So if the general consensus is that it's haunted, people are going to go there and they're going to experience things. Not that they're experiencing something that's not true, but I feel like you can kind of put your own energy into things.
Yeah, I will say, like, considering the amount of haunting things that we discuss and go through, and like, you know, when I did the haunted bars, and I am not the researcher that you are, I found like much more like legitimate evidence in the first like two pages of Google.
Interaction with people, other
and, like,
than
photos and
other than, you know, footsteps or that could be mistaken for an array of things. I mean, the kids giggling as you're having a picnic. I guess that's pretty difficult to...
Yeah. I know, but I think that's all there. I just don't know if I would be like, this place is the most haunted place in America.
Right. I feel like it's along the lines of like Meeker Mansion down in Puyallup.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, nothing crazy. It's there.
The family resides there still.
It just happens to be in a very busy part of San Diego. Right. Like, extremely busy part.
And it's gotten, you know, it has a long history in the area. Mm-hmm. It's a very well-known history in the area, et cetera. The Whaleys were a very well-known family.
Just wild.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I like it, though. We'll go. One day. One day. We'll get down there. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess that's it.
I guess that's it.
So
happy spooky season, you guys.
Happy spooky season. If you don't remember, or we can remind you.
But we got on the 18th, we got Ording Manor Masquerade Party.
Yes. And then the 20th, we are going to be at the Haunted
Nightmare on Main Street.
Nightmare on Main Street in Sumner,
Washington. We'll have a booth there. Not quite sure what we're going to do with it yet. Like, it's the best time of year. I hope you're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting cold. It's getting chilly. It's getting spooky.
It's the perfect time for an angry whore.
Oh.
Love an angry whore.
Lester, you got away with it this week.
I'm going to go buy us some fireballs.
Fireball.
I want these baby ones in.
I like the baby ones.
You can get a little bucket of them.
Yeah.
And now keep it in the freezer. So then whenever we need it.
I feel like these with the Yeti, the Yeti
the dry one.
I feel like the fireball with the really dry ciders.
Wait,
was
the one that we were looking for the fireball with that berry one that I sent you that I was like, are you sure we had it? And you're like, yes, we did. And I was like, are you positive?
Mm-hmm.
I believed you, but I just had to say it like five times because I was like,
she sent me a message earlier about a new Shilling cider, the Berry Massive. I'm like, yeah, we had that a couple weeks ago. And she's like, are you sure? So I sent her a picture.
I did actually believe her when she said we had it because I knew she had bought the ciders. But I didn't recall.
I mean, it happens.
I didn't recall.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to do some brain workouts.
Brain workouts?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
I don't know.
Okay. Sudokus?
No, we can't do that. That's too much effort. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you get yourself some lunatic soup and obviously maybe make it an angry horror because it is the season.
It's cold. It's chilly outside. The weather outside is frightful, if you will.
It's almost delightful. But
almost. Quite.
And by the way, an angry horror is cider with fireball. All right. Well, make sure you go have yourself some lunatic soup.
And remember, in this crazy world,
it's good to be a lunatic.
Bye.
Bye.